Two organizations have proposals before the Board of Supervisors Human Services Committee that address the issue of creating suitable homeless and transitional housing. Of five organizations that had expressed interest in housing, only two submitted bids. Maranatha Human Services of Poughkeepsie and a joint venture by the Mental Health Association of Columbia Green Counties Incorporated and the Galvin Foundation. Maranatha's offer would house the county's homeless for $680,000 per year. MHA Galvin's plan would cost the county $611,000 per year. Galvin Initiatives Foundation Executive Director Tom Swope.
Columbia County has for many years been seeking a solution that is better than the one that they have for housing people who find themselves homeless. For example, at the moment, there's no homeless shelter per se. So what they're doing is putting people in hotel rooms scattered across the county, far from services, with no supportive services whatsoever. They have to take taxis to get to, let's say, their mental health worker or whatever other things that they need, or shopping or anything else, all of which the county's paying for. So it's a very inefficient and expensive way to deal with a problem, and it's been true for, I think, almost a decade. They've been looking for a solution. So they finally issued an RFP to which we responded. The advantage, I think, that we offer is that we actually have a site that we own that we could develop for this purpose.
Maranatha Human Services had no one available for comment. Neither plan provides for homeless families. But families are heading south to New York City, where anyone homeless has a right to shelter guaranteed under law. Rachel Weinstein is Vice President of Development and Communications for Volunteers of America in Greater New York. She says right to shelter is definitely attracting homeless families from upstate.
There is shelter for families as well as for individuals. The recession, however, the economic situation currently has certainly affected these people. So they're coming from Westchester, Hudson Valley. The right to shelter law on the books is a unique proposition, and it overwhelms the system.
According to figures published in the Register Star, Columbia County Department of Social Services indicated that there were 36 motel rooms being used to house 27 single homeless people and 8 families, for a total of 59 homeless individuals at the end of April. On March 1st, the county reported that it had 32 rooms being used to house the homeless. Galvin's Tom Swope questions the accuracy of the numbers.
The DSS of Columbia County has managed to sort of mask the issue by having people double up in apartments, taking advantage of rent subsidies and having people bunk together. So they've managed to reduce the number of units that they need. I mean, it's not a bad strategy. So it's really hard to know what the real need is, but it used to be 110 people per night. Now they seem to be down to 59 people, and I'm not sure what all this means. Because one of the problems is that there is no distinction between Tier 1, Tier 2 housing, i.e. the emergency homeless shelter, which is Tier 1, and supportive transitional housing, which is Tier 2, because they're both put into hotel rooms without distinction.
Columbia County DSS had no one available for comment. Public records show the county currently spends approximately $70 a night to house its homeless population in motels. The Board of Supervisors will review the bid documents before their next meeting on May 30th. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau at the State University of New York at New Paltz, I'm Dave Lucas.